This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. A new play is on stage through next weekend at Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center. Paloma by Anne Garcia Romero looks at one of the most troubling questions today. How do people of different backgrounds, religious and cultural, find the way to peaceful coexistence? After its run in Albuquerque, Paloma will travel to Santa Fe the weekend of August 10th. And playwright Anne Garcia Romero is with us this morning at KUNM. Anne, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
This play started with your reading of a work of medieval Spanish literature, which is titled The Ring of the Dove. Could you give us a little idea of what that work deals with?
The Ring of the Dove is an 11th century Spanish text written by Ibn Hazm, who was a poet, philosopher, living in Muslim Spain in the 11th century. And the work explores all the possibilities on how one can be in love and all the effects that love has on the lovers. And I was completely taken by the language, the poetic quality of the language, and the fact that it was written in Muslim Spain. I wanted to find a way to explore the notion of coexistence. How do the three world religions, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, coexist? So I found that this book gave me a chance to explore a love story between a contemporary couple. Ibrahim is Arab American. His parents are from Morocco, and Paloma is Puerto Rican, and the Muslim man's friend who's Jewish. And so I found a way to explore their interactions through this book on love.
And does the play actually discuss the 11th century treatise, or is that more of an inspiration toward issues that you're looking at?
That's a great question. So when I first read the book, it exists in short chapters. And every chapter has a chapter title. Things like How to Fall in Love in Dreams or On Separation, for example. And so I felt like I was given a roadmap. I wrote 24 scenes inspired by 24 of the chapters in the book. So each of the scene titles harkens back to the book.
I'm interested in what kind of questions are you asking about this idea, or do you suggest some solutions?
I myself am Catholic. I visited many different services to research this play, going to a mosque, going to a temple, and to a church. And I feel that the question I'm asking is, what are the ways that we can practice our faith and yet at the same time coexist? So accept each other, learn about each other, and what are the challenges that that brings up? Play doesn't really posit a solution per se. What it posits is how does one understand and how does one bridge the divides between these differing faith backgrounds, and how can we try to live in this very complex 21st century?
This is obviously an issue which people have written a lot about, and they're talking a lot about it, particularly today. What are the advantages of addressing this issue as a drama?
The beauty of live theater is you have this communal experience, and it's a chance to communicate directly to your audience in a way that's palpable, in a way that is challenging, that there can be a dialogue between the people in the audience. As they're watching, they're thinking about the issues, they're grappling with them, and then after the show, they may talk to their friends, their colleagues, and it may generate conversation. And I think for me, live theater is so exciting in that regard, a chance to really provoke a deep conversation about these issues.
Anne Garcia Romero's new play, Paloma, is on stage this weekend and next in the Wells Fargo Auditorium at Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center. For tickets and information, call 724-4771. Then Paloma travels to Santa Fe's Teatro Paragua studio, August 10th, 11th, and 12th. For Santa Fe tickets, call 424-1601. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.